Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It's March 16th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we're taking a look at Luke chapter 7, verse 6. And verse 6 reads, "And Jesus went with them. When he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends, saying to him, 'Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you come under my roof.'" Now the Lord goes on in verse 9 to exclaim that even in Israel, he had not seen such faith. So far be it from me to deny that, but what I find very interesting is that this centurion seems to be waiting to find out if Jesus is real before he fully believes. As the story goes, his servant is sick, as we have seen, so he sends elders for this Jesus he had no doubt heard of. Maybe this was a last-ditch attempt. You know, wishful thinking on the centurion's part. He had heard of this man's power to heal and was hoping that he would work that power on behalf of his servant. You know, even more, if he could heal his servant, would he heal him? He wasn't a Jew. How would this Christ, you know, this Jewish prophet or rabbi that he'd been hearing of respond to him? It isn't until Jesus went with them and this centurion caught wind that the prophet, this Christ, was actually coming, that he had agreed to help, you know, that the centurion gets up to go meet him. It seems that at this point, the centurion has his faith fully swell up. He knew about the power and authority as a man, you know, with his own level of power and authority, but would this Jewish rabbi look on a Roman with such compassion? Once he learns that, yes, in fact, Jesus is coming, he maybe allows himself to fully believe. I just think this is such a perfect example of what faith looks like in so many of us today. What it's looked like, you know, far too often in my life. I read the Bible, I hear the pastor and the teachers explain to me the goodness of God, the power and the desire to do good to his people. But is that really true for me? You know, I'm sick, my child is sick. Will God really heal him? I have financial need. Will God really provide? You know I've heard the stories from others. I've even experienced healing in my life. I've seen God's hand of mercy in my own family's life. But will he do it again? Or was that really God? The whole world seems to be convincing me that it's not, or it's just a coincidence. How can I truly believe? You know, it's one thing to listen to the Bible or read it yourself and believe in a creator, maybe even to believe that Jesus was real and is the Messiah. But I find it to be a whole different thing to believe that he cares for you, that he will help you, provide for you. That's a different kind of faith. But that's where we need to pray, you know, the prayer in Mark 9:24. And that's a verse that I love and I've prayed so many times, probably too many times. I believe, help my unbelief. Our faith is not easy. It takes work. But Jesus assures us in John 20, verse 29. Jesus says, "Have you believed because you've seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed." God loves you. He hears you. And rest assured, he will care for you and provide for you. And our psalm today comes from Psalms 81, verse 7 and 10. "In distress you called, and I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. I am the Lord your God, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it." And our proverb comes from Proverbs 16, verse 20. "Whoever gives thought to the word will discover good, and blessed is he who trusts in the Lord." And I'll end praying for you from Psalms 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.